What's up, Willingdon Church? This is the What's Up at Willingdon podcast, where you can get the inside scoop on upcoming events, answers to frequently asked questions, and get to know some of our leaders. We're glad you're tuning in. Here are our hosts, John Best and Penny Fujihara.
Well, hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of the What's Up at Willingdon podcast. We're glad you're here. Well, you're one of our premier first listeners. And the whole purpose of this podcast is to be another communication vehicle that will help answer some of the questions that you have about things that are happening at Willingdon and fundraising projects and different things. We're gonna interview different ministry leaders along the way. So who are we interviewing today?
We're going to interview you today, John.
Right. So my name is John, and I'm the Global Missions Pastor, and I'm going to give you a little glimpse of what's happening with the Ukraine fundraising project just a little bit later.
Yeah,
so definitely. I'm sitting here with Penny, who I forgot to introduce just at the outset here. Penny, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. And Penny, can you just bounce off of what I just said about the Willingdon, the What's Up at Willingdon podcast, and tell us, what are some other ways that people could stay informed?
Oh, yeah. So the number one way is to get connected to the website. So that's our information hub. Anything that you want, anything that you need, you can find on the new website. And it is a brand new website. We launched that this past year, and it's bright, it's colorful, it's fun. It's just a lot of information, whether you're looking for ministry information or event information, you're going to find it on that website.
Willingdon.org.
Willingdon.org. Yeah. Yes.
What are some other ways?
Well, another piece is our newsletter. So our newsletter, you'll want to sign up for that. It's kind of like what used to be the bulletin pre-pandemic, and that has all the information of the upcoming week and perhaps weeks to come. It also has a Family Matters section, and it just lets you know what's happening in the different ministry areas. We'll keep you informed, let you know what's coming down the pipeline, and just some great inspiration.
Good. Good. Anything else you want to add?
I love our social media accounts. So if you love to be on social media, then the Instagram and our Facebook accounts are church-wide accounts. But we also have ministry-specific accounts, like the Global Missions.
Yeah, so we've got a Global Missions Facebook page. We also have a Global Missions email list that if you want to receive emails from us, one of the things that I send out is every week I highlight one missionary with current prayer requests.
That's fun. So
we would love to have you receive those so you can get to know our missionaries and pray for them.
Yeah. And so the other thing about our newsletter as well is that just look for the QR codes or anything, our staying informed connected page on our website. You're just going to look throughout the lobby for those QR codes and you'll just be able to download them right away.
Perfect.
Yeah. Great.
Awesome. So we've been having in-person services now again, post restrictions being lifted, and we've seen a lot of people volunteering and serving and stuff. And can you just tell us about some opportunities that there are to serve? Because there, we've got more opportunities than we have people right now in terms of volunteers.
We so need people, John. Yeah. Absolutely. So it's been really great to be back in the building and to see the activity. We're running all the services. But with running all the services, we also need people to help us. So we have opportunity in the parking lot, as greeters, as hosts, in the welcome center, in the cafe. There's so many different areas. And, you know, I think the number one thing to remember is whatever your passionate about, whatever you feel God calling you to, there is going to be a position. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize volunteering or serving doesn't mean every weekend. Sometimes it's once a month for all three services. Other times it might be every week for an hour. Mm-hmm. So there's all sorts of different positions, different places to serve that can cater to everyone's different needs or availability.
If somebody's interested in serving, how would they go about finding out about the opportunities, but also signing up?
So in the main lobby right now, we are looking for people to serve in all different ministries. And so we have a volunteer booth right there, and we have people there who would love to sit down with you and just have a discussion as your different areas and gifts and what areas we need people to serve in.
Yeah, great. So I'd encourage you to check it out. sign up. There's lots of opportunities, and it's a wonderful way to worship. It's a wonderful way to grow, mm-hmm. a wonderful way to stay yeah. connected to the church family yeah. too, right?
Wonderful way to serve with our family,
yeah.
right? We are a family on mission, and this is one way yeah. to stay connected and to serve with others.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you guys about a focus that's happening in May on prayer. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, in our life, we're supposed to always focus on prayer, but we've got a couple of specific things that we're going to do in May that will highlight prayer a little bit. And the first is this. In our services on the weekend, if you're coming in person, at the end of the service, we're going to have a time when you can come forward for prayer. And just like you might remember pre-pandemic, we in the middle of the services would have prayer times where you could mm-hmm. come forward and someone would pray for you. We're going to do that again, but after the service. And I'd encourage you to come forward if you've got anything that you'd like prayer for. And
We're also going to be opening our prayer center. Our prayer center has recently reopened, and that's right across from the sanctuary. Yep. And we're going to encourage people, if you're looking for prayer, to go back into the prayer center, as well as we have a number of volunteers that prayer warriors that would just love to pray for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing is this. We would love to have you intercede for different things. And so you can use the prayer center as well, not just to receive prayer, but also to pray for people. Maybe there's a ministry area that you'd like to pray for, or would you like to cover our services in prayer and be part of our prayer covering for what we're doing on the weekend here? So use the prayer center as a place where you can actually engage in prayer, not just being prayed for, even though that's wonderful and important too. Yeah.
Yep. So that's good. So, John, we want to talk a bit about Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So we started this fund about 5-6 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and through the generous giving of our people, $105,000 was raised.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just an incredible give, mm-hmm. and so we're so grateful and so thankful. You've been working with a team of people mm-hmm. to figure out how we can actually distribute and use those funds. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure can. So thank you again. Like I'll echo Penny's thanks for your generosity. And we're going to use these funds in ways that really tangibly help people. So two categories, basically. About half of the money is going to go to Europe to help people with relief supplies, and we've got a couple of partners that we're working with there, and excited to be able to tangibly help people with food, with clothing, with whatever you might need in a crisis moment. So this would be for both people that are still in Ukraine, but also people who have left Ukraine but are still in Europe. The second portion of money that we're going to distribute is here in Greater Vancouver. So as you can imagine, or as you might be anticipating, there's going to be a bunch of people from Ukraine who show up in our city. And the government of Canada is providing some funds, some help, but it's time limited. And so we want to be positioned well to actually help meet some of the needs that exist in an ongoing way. So we're setting up a fund and a process for that.
That sounds amazing. That's awesome. How else can you get involved?
So we are also building, kind of collecting data, building a list of those of you who might have tangible things to offer. For example, do you have a room in your house or a basement suite or something?
Right.
Because lodging is hard to find.
Accommodations,
right?
Accommodations
hard to find.
Especially in the Lower Mainland right now.
Hard to find and expensive. So do you have a place where some people could stay? And remember, this is going to be women and children predominantly, because men actually aren't allowed to leave Ukraine right now.
Huge need.
And or do you have a job that somebody could have? These people from mm-hmm. Ukraine are coming and they will have work visas right away. And mm-hmm. so if you've got a job that somebody could fill, let us know. Do you have furniture? Do you have an old cell phone and a SIM card? Do you have a laptop? Do you have any time to even provide childcare? Those sorts of things. So we're going to start collecting that list of items and opportunities. How you can get us that information about what you'd like to offer is simply by sending us an email, and I'm going to give you a specific email, relief@willingdon.org, R-E-L-I-E-F@willingdon.org. Send us a note and we'll try to connect you with somebody who has a need.
That sounds amazing. That's wonderful. So different ways to get involved. And if you have something to offer, which John has just listed, again, it's relief@willingdon.org. I love that. Thanks,
awesome.
John.
Well, thank you all for listening to the end of this very first episode of the...
Episode one!
Yeah, What's Up at Willingdon podcast.
Yes.
And perhaps we've answered some questions. Perhaps we've sparked more questions. If you have any questions, just let us know. And
all right.
Look forward to see you soon.
Bye now.
Bye.
That's it for this episode. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.